Dreamscape presents Best Enemies by Jane Heller, narrated by Rachel Fulgenetti. Amy. 1. 2 weeks before I was to be married in front of 150 guests on the lawn of a precious little country inn in Connecticut, I caught my fiancé in bed with another woman. To add insult to injury, the woman was my best friend. To add further insult to injury, she was the one on top when I walked in on them mid-coitus. She was crying out, "Take me home, Hondo!" even though my fiancé's name is the far less studly-sounding Stuart, and she was riding him as if he were a horse, even though he is hung like a very small dog. They were both horrified when they discovered me standing in the doorway of the bedroom Stuart and I had shared. They must have assumed it would take longer for the dentist to tame the inflammation I'd developed in my lower left gum, a condition brought about by the stress of the wedding, according to Dr. Ronald Glick, DDS. Stuart tried to say something to me but could only stammer, being the gutless wonder that he is, and I tried to say something to him but could only lisp, thanks to Dr. Glick's liberal use of Novocaine. My best friend, on the other hand, though clearly upset, she was the one who burst out crying while I was too catatonic to shed even a single tear, was able to speak for the two of them. She climbed off Stuart, covered herself modestly with the bedsheet, never mind that I had seen her naked in countless department store dressing rooms over the years, and went on and on about how much they both cared about me and respected me and thought I was special, but that, in the end, they couldn't deny that they had fallen in love. "I swear we never meant to hurt you, Amy," she added between sobs. "These things happen." Well, she was right, as it turns out. These things do happen. Statistics show that when a man strays, the person he most often strays with is the best friend of the person he strays from. I don't know why this is, other than that men are lazy. Why should they go out of their way to hunt for someone to cheat with when their beloved's gal pal is right there in plain sight? The more puzzling question is, why does the gal pal go for it? Are women really so desperate to find a guy that they can't just say no in sticky situations? Can't summon up some good old-fashioned willpower? Can't tell him, "Look, big boy, I'm lonely and I'm horny and, if you must know, I'm a little envious that my best friend has a man and I don't, but I take the friendship seriously, so get lost." Is that really asking too much? "Stuart was planning to talk to you tonight," she continued as I leaned against the wall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?